With both of us wearing masks, Director of Rehabilitation Mark Naniot meets me out front of Wild Instincts in Rhinelander. We don't go inside. No one but staff has been allowed in since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we don't get close to any of the animals.
We were masking up, gloving up while we were feeding them and doing any kind of care.
These are just some of the safety measures Wild Instincts has put in place to keep employees and the animals safe. It's also why the sudden announcement about new wildlife intake and release restrictions came as a shock. Wildlife rehabilitation centers in Wisconsin are no longer allowed to treat animals in the felid or mustelid family. This includes animals like badgers, mink, otters, fishers, and bobcats. The Wisconsin DNR says these animals are potentially susceptible to COVID-19 and doesn't want the virus to spread in wildlife populations.
Thing is, most of these animals are solitary, so it's not really a big concern. You know, USDA has also said that, you know, it's not a big issue. They don't feel it's a real security risk at this time.
Naniot is currently caring for 3 river otters. The DNR told him if he followed certain guidelines for 2 weeks leading up to their release, all of which he and his staff have already been doing, they would be good to go. Naniot believes precautions like these can be in place full-time to treat the animals currently on the DNR's restricted list.
What I would like to see is, you know, working with the DNR very closely, laying out protocols for all the wildlife rehabilitators and how to do proper, you know, PPEs to prevent any spread of transmission with their caging and everything else, and also be able to test these animals, test the caregivers.
Naniot hopes he and other rehabilitators can work with the DNR to get the restrictions lifted sooner rather than later so he can keep helping wildlife.
You know, we're professional wildlife rehabbers. This is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We deal with not only COVID, but all sorts of other diseases and have for our entire careers.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.